Can you guys tell that I'm a Pisces? Is astrology connected to the 16 personality types? Is astrology even real? I hope so, because I definitely blame my problems with indecisiveness and emotions on the stars. Anyways, the Enneagram test is another personality test you can find online. The difference between this and the MBTI test is that the Enneagram describes your personality based on core emotions, fears, and beliefs. The results are numbered 1 through 9. In order, they are the reformer, the giver, the achiever, the individualist, the investigator, the loyalist, the enthusiast, the challenger, and the peacemaker. Let's talk about which numbers the 16 types are most likely to get on this test. 37% of INTJs got type 1. 29% of ISFJs got type 6. 30% of ESTJs got type 8. 68% of ESFJs got type 2. 39% of ISFPs got type 9. 36% of ESFPs got type 7. 49% of ISTPs got type 5. 38% of ESTPs got type 8. 48% of INTJs got type 5. ENTJs had a tie at 36% for type 3 and type 8. 60% of INTPs got type 5. 42% of ENTPs got type 7. 30% of INFJs got type 4. 59% of ENFJs got type 2. 44% of INFPs got type 4, and 40% of ENFPs got type 7. So here's some insight about what this could mean. The three personality types who have the highest percentages of type 5s all have introversion and thinking. A type 5 is someone who is independent and thinks critically. They love to seek knowledge around them and sometimes withdraw from others. These traits are all common in introverted thinkers, regardless of the Enneagram results. Type 7 had the highest percentages in three personality types as well, and they all have extroversion and perceiving. Type 7s are optimistic, enthusiastic, and always looking for new experiences. They are versatile, but sometimes disorganized, which goes hand in hand with the extroverted and perceiving traits. I haven't studied as much on the Enneagram types, so if you want more information, I recommend taking the test and looking at charts and graphs regarding the types that have been drawn up. Now let's see if astrology has any effect on your MBTI type. The results might be varied because some months are naturally more popular for having babies, but the information is from a poll with thousands of voters. So here are the three most common zodiac signs for each MBTI type. If you are an INTP, you are likely an Aries, Scorpio, or Aquarius. INTJs are most commonly Scorpios, Virgos, or Cancers. ESTPs are most likely to be Aries, Scorpios, or Virgos. Tauruses, Virgos, and Scorpios are the most popular zodiac signs of ESTJs. Scorpios, Virgos, and Leos are the most common signs of ISTPs. If you are an ISTJ, you are probably a Virgo, Capricorn, or Scorpio. ENTPs are likely an Aquarius, Gemini, or Sagittarius. ENTJs are most commonly a Scorpio, Sagittarius, or Aquarius. Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio are the three most common zodiac signs of an INFP. INFJs are also likely Scorpio, Pisces, or Cancer. ENFPs are commonly a Gemini, Leo, or Pisces. If you are an ENFJ, you are probably a Scorpio, Leo, or Cancer. Pisces, Taurus, and Scorpio are the most common zodiac signs of an ISFP. An ISFJ is likely to be a Taurus, Virgo, or Scorpio. Scorpio, Gemini, and Leo are the most popular signs for ESFP. Lastly, most ESFJs are either Virgo, Libra, or Scorpio. Okay, so honestly, Scorpios were the lead in almost every single type because the birth rate is so high in the fall, but this was cool to see. My Enneagram wasn't actually the most popular for my type. I'm a type 2, but type 7 led ENFP. But my sign is popular in ENFPs. So at the very least, I hope you found this interesting and entertaining, and tune in next time for more about the 16 personalities.